Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. So I feel like my mission in life is to help women like you. So coaches and online service providers, or those who are aspiring to be, to push past the mental barriers that you feel are holding you back from leaping into your idea fully, and to also help you to build a sustainable business with intention. So when I say a sustainable business with intention, I mean a business that will last you more than just a few months, but that will also is built around what you really do feel called to do or pull to do or to create in this world. So there is so much focus these days on scaling. So how do I make more money? How do I make my business bigger? How do I hit my big income goals? Or how do I get to that coveted six-figure like income? And let me tell you, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I love money and there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to achieve those things. So I also have huge income goals for myself as well, but I think that there is often so much talk around the money that many business owners are wanting to make, to the point where they end up building a six-figure business on a rocky foundation. So like, I feel like most of the focus is always centered around how much can you make? You know, are you going to triple your income this month? Are you going to hit six figures? And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think because so many people are sharing only that side of their business, that a lot of people who are growing, or a lot of people who are even just starting out, they end up striving to build this big six-figure business, but they're building it on a rocky foundation. And then once they've hit their max, you know, slowly that foundation begins to crumble. And don't get me wrong, again, money is important and money gives you freedom. It gives you options and it really can make your life a whole lot easier in many cases. So don't think this is a bash against, you know, how much money you can make or wanting to hit six figures or people that do openly talk about six figures. My point is, you don't want to grow a super successful business that is here today and gone tomorrow. And there is so much more to building a sustainable coaching or online service-based business beyond just getting your next new client, beyond just tripling your income, beyond hitting six figures, beyond hitting $1 million. So I want to talk about the foundation. What are the things in your business that you should also be focusing on outside of just getting that new client? So what about your content strategy? What about your brand message? Do you have solid systems in place? What does your retention strategy look like for your clients? So again, this week, I wanted to talk about the other areas of your business that you should be focusing on outside of just where your next new client is coming from. All right, so the first area I want to talk about is your growth strategy. So notice that I didn't say your income strategy. So not necessarily getting more clients or making more money. One thing you'll notice is that after a while, you keep marketing to the same people over and over again. You know, you're sending out the same sales emails, you're putting the same Instagram posts in front of the same people. And whether it be on like your social media platforms or your email list, after a while, everyone who will or is willing to work with you will have already hired you. They will already book with you. They've already scheduled a call for you or applied to your program. And then you'll notice that the others who may not ever buy from you just like sticking around to consume your free content. So it's important to consistently work on your growth strategy. So now I don't mean getting a bunch of followers. We're not focusing on a bunch of like vanity metrics here. But the goal for your growth strategy should be to consistently get new qualified leads into your sales funnel or into your space online so that you are consistently pitching to new people. One of the things that I am actively working on this year, you know, in 2021 when I'm recording this, is growing my audience. So again, not really putting any big, you know, I'm not reaching for 100,000 Instagram followers or anything like that. You know, it would be great, but that's not the goal. My goal is to get more qualified people into my sales funnel, more qualified people following me on on my social media site, so that when I am marketing and I'm being consistent with my content, I am talking to new people and not just people who either have already bought from me or people who may not ever buy from me, but just like consuming my free content. So you need to be thinking about how can you consistently grow your audience so that you're not tapping out on how much you can earn and who you are talking to or who you're marketing to. So what is included in your growth strategy? So this could look like getting in front of new audiences through press opportunities or, you know, speaking to other groups who may have a familiar audience or a similar audience. Another one of my goals for this year is to be on more podcasts. So how can I get in front of new audiences that are similar to who I'm already speaking to? You can also create a new lead magnet or promoting your current lead magnet more to get people into your sales funnel. So again, getting those qualified leads into your funnel, or simply getting more consistent with your content and promoting it to get in front of new places or new faces. One of my big problems too, and I'll be super transparent about this, I have a bad habit of like putting out a new podcast episode or, you know, recording a new YouTube video or whatever the case may be. And then like, I don't talk about it ever again after that, launch day or initial published day. So like, how can you even just be more consistent with like what you're already doing? So promoting that, you know, blog post or that podcast episode or that YouTube video that you recorded so that you're consistently getting into new faces. So I want you to think about your growth strategy. So again, not necessarily getting new clients in, but growing your audience, growing your email list, growing your following so that you are not capping out with the people that you are marketing to and that you're getting fresh, new qualified leads into your space. All right, so the second area that you should be focusing on is retaining your clients. So do you know that it is easier to retain or keep a current client than it is to get a new one? It's also a lot less expensive as well to keep a current client. So while getting new clients is super important, you also need a strategy in place for retaining the clients you do have, if that is possible, of course. So let's talk about a couple ways that you can best retain your clients. So you could create an incredible client experience. So we're going to go deeper into this in just a minute. But if you want to keep clients, then you need to be sure that they are actually enjoying the time they have with you. If someone is canceling or if someone is upset with the experience or they're not happy with their results or whatever the case may be, it is going to be really, really tough for you to have them sign back on to continue working with you or to sign up for a new program that may be able to help them in a different area. So the second way that you can retain new clients is to have a system in place to continue working with your clients later if possible. So this is going to be great if you offer a service that your clients can consistently get value from. So let's say, for example, right now the Purpose to Service Academy is a 12-month group coaching program. So at the end of the 12 months, they will, you know, then leave the program. But we have been debating on including an option where for those who are still wanting support, who are still wanting to be in the community, who are still wanting to join the calls, giving them an option to re-enroll after the 12 months so that they can continue getting all of the community benefits or program benefits. So think about how you can put a system in place to continue working with those clients later if possible. next is to have a best next step prepared for your client. So this is a little bit similar to the one I just mentioned, but for this option, you would want to think about what are their anticipated problems or next problem or next level that they are wanting to get to. And is there any way that you can enroll them to the next offer or to keep them as a client? Sorry. So I'm thinking of, okay, let's say that you have a content marketing strategist where you have a VIP day where you map out your clients like 90 days worth of content. That's the extent of how long they work with you. But you know that another problem that your client will probably experience after those 90 days is engaging with their community on social or engaging with their, with their podcast comments or blog comments or whatever you want to call it. So maybe you also offer some type of like engagement program where you simply outsource all the engagement for your client's social media. I'm making stuff up as I go here. But let's say you know that next step, like that next piece, is what your client is going to be struggling with. So once they're done with that VIP day, you can say, hey, I know that we've now created 90 days worth of content, but how are you engaging with your audience after that? How are you getting everything scheduled? Are you needing help in that area? And then that's when you can pitch and say, I also offer this type of service that will continue to help you with making sure that you're consistent with your content and also consistent with engaging your clients. So thinking about how you can best help your client and the next step they're going to be going to, or the next pain point that they can be expecting. For example, if the Purpose to Service Academy is our 12-month program where they create and launch their signature service offer, and then let's say that the next level is they're going to want to figure out how to get consistent 10K months. So I could offer some type of other program or maybe some type of other mastermind group or mentorship type of opportunity where I'm strictly just helping them take what we created in the Purpose to Service Academy and use that in this next program to help them to get to that 10K month that they're wanting to get to. So that's just an example of how you can continue working with your clients, but in a different capacity. So you don't have to do all three of these. You know, sometimes you may, again, only have one offer and you may just want to keep working with your clients in that one capacity, and that is completely fine. But these are just some ways that you can think about how you can continue to retain your clients so that you don't feel like you're constantly hustling for the next person. All right, so the third area that you could be focusing on is nurturing your current audience. So one of the biggest mistakes that many of us make when we focus on our growth strategy is, what do we do with these people once they are in our bubble? So the last thing you want to do is to get people onto your email list or following you on Instagram or subscribe to your podcast or to your YouTube channel, and then you just leave them hanging. Like, they've subscribed, they're hype, they can't wait to learn more from you, and then it's crickets. You don't want that to happen. So you should be focusing on creating content that provides your audience with a quick win. So something that they can achieve really quickly, but will also help them to push past a small pain point that they are experiencing. It also helps them to overcome some of their biggest objections or hesitations that may stop them from taking the next step to working with you. So everyone who goes inside of your little content bubble should be nurtured, and you should be answering questions and teaching them things and helping them to get a quick win, and also helping them to move past any of those objections that may stop them from wanting to invest in you. So please spend some time nurturing your current audience. You never know, your next client may be sitting there waiting and they just need a little boost. All right, so the fourth area that you should be focusing on is putting solid systems in place. So if you are still doing everything manually, so things like sending invoices or scheduling calls, you're going to burn out super fast, and that is going to stop you from being able to provide your current clients with a great, like, client experience. So you need to put in place some processes and systems so that you can easily onboard clients, so that clients are easily taken through your program and you're not having to do everything manually, especially if you're someone who hasn't hired out yet. And even if you are looking to hire in the future, you need to have these processes mapped out. So what does your client journey actually look like? What does that client experience look like? What are the steps that your client will take in order to go from landing on your sales page to fully booking and booking their first call with you? So what does that process look like? And then thinking about the systems that you can put in place to make sure that those processes are flowing very smoothly. So there are a ton of tools out there that you can use, like Dubsado or Acuity Scheduling are tools that I have used in the past. But just make sure that you have these solid systems in place, because if you get to a place where you are doing everything on your own, you're going to get burnt out and you're not going to have the capacity to really market effectively, and you definitely won't have the capacity to provide your current clients with a great experience. So make sure you're focusing on putting solid systems in place. You know that you have an incredible gift that you want to use to serve your audience. A gift that, if packaged up correctly, would allow you to make a bigger impact and also hit those big income goals that you've set for yourself. But you may be feeling a little stuck. You're unsure of how to create a service offer that people would actually be willing to pay for. Or maybe you're unsure of how to attract your dream clients and book out your services consistently. Or maybe you're already just overwhelmed with how much time working with clients will take away from your personal life. If you can relate to any of those, then you're already in the right place, my friend. Within the Purpose to Service Academy, I help women like you to create and launch your signature coaching or service offer and teach you how to serve your clients in a way that allows you to create an incredible experience without sacrificing the life you desire. Want to build an offer that fits into your current lifestyle? Done. Want to learn how to create a launch strategy that won't completely stress you out? You'll find that here. Inside of our program, you will receive all the resources, community, and guidance you need to successfully build your service-based business around the life you desire. And the best part is that you get to choose your own path. Go with the membership option if you would like to go through the course at your own pace, or if you need to spend a little more time building your brand. Or you can choose the Accelerator program if you're wanting a more high-touch experience and to work with me directly. Either way, I am so excited to potentially work with you through the process of launching your service. To learn more about joining me and nearly 100 other women in the Purpose to Service Academy, head over to purposetoservice.co. And then the fifth area that you could be focusing on other than getting new clients is your client experience. So I've mentioned this before throughout this episode, but how are you going to focus on getting new clients when the clients you're currently working with are not happy? That is not how it works. Word of mouth marketing still works very well. When I was one-on-one coaching, the majority of my clients, new clients that I received, were from referrals from my past clients or past clients who signed on to work with me again. So word of mouth marketing still works. And one of the best ways to not get any new clients is to treat your current clients as if they don't matter. So word spreads fast, the internet is big, but your industry is probably also very small in the grand scheme of things. So you don't want to be known as the coach or the designer or the strategist who is providing their clients with a bad experience, because word is going to get around very quickly. So how do you improve your client experience? So number one, deliver on what you promised. If your client signed up for you to walk them through creating a 90-day contract, content schedule, then by the end of your time together, they should have a well mapped out 90-day content schedule. If your client showed up to get a brand new website designed, then by the end of your time together, your client should have a beautiful new website. For the Purpose to Service Academy, we promise that at the end of this program, you are going to have a completed, launched service offer and also a plan for how to create a great client experience. And that is exactly what you will get at the end of our time together. So make sure that you are delivering on what you promise, because the last thing you want to do is make your clients feel as if they got cheated or if they just wasted their money. All right. So the second way to deliver a great client experience is to make your time together easy. So what documentation or videos can you pull together to make sure that your client is able to access the tools that they need to get in contact with you, to navigate your community? So like, what can you put together to make sure that their time in your program or in your offer is as seamless as possible? So if you have a special like client portal where they can access paperwork and contracts and pay and things like that, then you need a video or a PDF or some type of documentation that shows them how to access that client portal. For us inside of the Purpose of Service Academy, we have a custom built community. So it's like not in a Facebook group. So it's not really familiar to most of our members. So I created an entire like video course that just walks them through how to use our platform. So you want to make your clients' time together easily. If it means they have to schedule calls with you, you know, on a specific basis, making sure that they have all the links to be able to do so and that they know how to use the program. And then that they also know how to contact you in the event they are having trouble. So make sure that you are making it easy for them to understand. Next is to find ways to surprise and delight your clients. So we all know the phrase like under promise and over deliver. So this is where that comes into play. Are there any tools or resources that you can, you know, give them that you're not necessarily promising on your sales page, but that you can kind of pop up and provide to them that will make their time again a little bit easier? We like to send out our custom welcome kits to our members, and we have some fun things that are going to be coming up soon for those who are launching their offers. So finding different ways to really just surprise and delight your clients so that it just gives a level of like, wow, like they really care about me and they really care about, you know, being invested in what I'm doing. Which brings me to the next way that you can create an incredible client experience. That is to really be invested in your client success. If they have questions, taking time out to answer those. If you notice that they're getting hung up on something in particular, a specific topic during your time together, taking the time to really make sure that they are getting a better understanding and that you're providing more examples so that it's clicking for them. When they launch, celebrating their launches with them, shouting them out on social media. So when people sign up for a coach, when they're signing up to work with some type of service provider, often that is a big investment for a lot of people. And it may have also come with some hesitations. And the last thing anyone wants to do is invest 4 or 5 figures into a program and then feel like their coach or their designer or whoever doesn't really care about their success. So putting that, you know, piece of empathy into it and really just showing your client, you know, yes, I'm thankful that you paid me, but also I really am invested in your success and I want you to get the best results from working with me, because that it looks good for them, but it also looks good for you, because at the end of your time together, you're going to get an incredible client testimonial. So I just wanted to go over those quick ways to just make your client experience even better. So those are your 5 areas of your business that you should also be focusing on outside of just getting new clients. As always, I want to know what you think about this episode. So head over to your favorite Instagram app. So I know you love Instagram. Take a screenshot of this episode and just tag me and let me know what your biggest takeaway from this episode was. And you can tag me at the Alicia Nicole. And if you are watching this on YouTube, YouTube, leave a comment below. I would definitely love to further have this conversation with you. All right, you guys, I will check you out next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.